Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6, your local news podcast for all things Summit County, Utah. This week we've got important interlocal agreement information between Summit County and the cities of Camas, Francis, and Oakley, and a whole bunch of important upcoming dates for events, meetings, and then last but not least, some volunteer opportunities. So let's get into the news.
Summit County partnered with the cities of Camas, Oakley, and Francis to receive a Utah Department of Transportation Technical Planning Assistance grant of $150,000 to conduct the State Route 32 corridor and city centers plan. For some background, State Route 32 is a regional corridor that connects Oakley, Camas, and Francis to recreation and economic activities in Summit and Wasatch counties. The highway also forms the main streets for community life in those cities.
The SR32 Corridor and City Centers Plan will create a vision and plan for addressing transportation, land use, and economic development issues along Highway 32. Staff requested the council approve the interlocal agreement, including a local funding match of $15,000, with Summit County committing $5,000 and the remaining $10,000 coming from those three partner cities. The county matching funds have been allocated to the Transportation Department budget for 2024. The project will begin this summer with an expected completion of summer 2025. Council unanimously approved the funding in this week's meeting. Next steps are formal adoption by all three municipalities, which is expected.
The health of the environment around us has a direct impact on our human health. The Summit County Health Department encourages the public to attend their next session in the Climate Change and Public Health Speaker Series this May 2024, focused on health and our changing environment. Attendees will have the opportunity to share their ideas, concerns, and questions about how a changing environment along the Wasatch Back is impacting their health and that of their family and community. We will be hosting two events with the same topics and format to encourage participation and gather feedback from both the eastern and western sides of Summit County. The details are as follows. The first option is May 14th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Camas Services Building, and the second option is on May 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Swanner Preserve Eco Center. For more info and to register, visit summitcountyhealth.org/speakerseries.
All right, and some other upcoming news. Summit Bike Share will officially kick off its 8th season on Tuesday, May 14th. Summit Bike Share is the country's first fully electric bike share program. With stations located throughout the Snyderville Basin open 24/7, Summit Bike Share offers an easy, fun, and comfortable transit option for residents and visitors to explore all the greater Park City area has to offer. Learn more about the 2024 season, including our expanded pass options and brand new station locations at summitbikeshare.com.
The Summit County Stormwater Coalition and the Summit County Planning Department are presenting the third annual Trails, Trash, and Tunes event on Saturday, May 11th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wanship Trailhead, and that is at 1975 Hoytsville Road. The purpose of the event is to welcome in springtime and celebrate the earth with some rail trail cleanup, education about stormwater, noxious weeds identification, and more. There will be live music, food for purchase, a beer garden, and a kids' corner for the younger ones thanks to Summit County Library. Registration is free and not required to attend, but we would like to know who is coming, so you can register at summitcounty.info/trailstrashtunes24. We encourage event goers to bring water and an umbrella or hat for shade. We will have some seating available, but picnic blankets and camp chairs are welcome. Carpooling and biking/e-biking to the event is highly encouraged.
And next, to talk about some volunteer committee opportunities. Applications are due next week on May 1st to serve as a volunteer on citizen committees within Eastern Summit County or the Snyderville Basin. These committees are focused on providing feedback and recommendations to county leadership regarding the county's moderate income housing strategy for both of these regions. Summit County is seeking two individuals to serve on the committee representing Eastern Summit County's moderate income housing plan and two individuals representing the Snyderville Basin moderate income housing plan. Applications are due by 5 p.m. next week on Wednesday, May 1st. The requirements and additional details can be found online at summitcounty.org/volunteerboards. For questions, contact Summit County's Economic Development and Housing Manager, Elise Katz, at ekats@summitcounty.org.
And last but not least, here are some additional dates for important and upcoming meetings. The first one on the list is Cedar Crest Village Overlay Public Hearing, and this one is going to be on Thursday, May 16th at 6 p.m. and will be hosted at the Ledges Event Center. Our second event to keep an eye out for is the Eastern Summit County General Plan Open Houses, and these ones are split up into two events. The first one is Tuesday, June 4th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and this one is at the Ledges Event Center. The second event is Tuesday, June 18th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the CAMAS Services Building, also known as the CAMAS Library. And finally, the Klein Dolly Open House, which is on Thursday, June 13th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Richens Building.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.